Hey, how are you? So just want to ask you, when you're looking at all the sort of movements and I guess little different things that Manning does at the line of scrimmage, how much does that affect what you're trying to, I guess, reveal or not reveal to him? And how do you deal with looking at his mannerisms?
It's tough. You know, he does a lot up there, and I think, you know, him knowing himself, he understands what he's doing. So most of the time within the game, you don't get, you know, a lot of the same things repeating. So it's hard to try to get a beat on that. And, you know, as a defender and us on defense, we can't be out there saying, you know, we heard him scream this, it must be that play, because they have different plays off, you know, the same word, the same check. So for us, it'll be kind of sticking to what we have planned, what we're doing on whatever or whatever particular play we're in or whatever defense we're in, and sticking to that and not trying to, you know, outsmart ourselves and guessing things and doing the wrong thing. So I think the key for us is just be sticking to the game plan and doing what the coaches decide for us to do and as players what we watch on film.
Did you get a good chuckle out of the Omaha?
Yeah, I saw that was a big thing last week. I'm sure we'll hear some of those.
Devin, last time you guys played, no Julius Thomas. He's back in the fold now and sort of gives them four go-to receiving options, not including their backs, who obviously can catch it too. In some ways, it seems like their offense kind of forces the defense to pick their poison, and then Peyton finds the guy who is less covered, for lack of a better term. Is there a way to sort of counter that, to balance coverages, or is a defense going to have to go in with the mindset that, hey, we may have to, you know, maybe maybe shadow or maybe get a little more attention to one guy and then concede that we're going to have to be maybe man coverage or softer coverage on a separate guy?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is one of those games that you have to understand that each guy is going to have to take different matchups and you got to perform. You know, it's going to be the toughest game of the year and it's the biggest game of the year. And it's going to be times where, you know, across the board, all four of those guys are going to be man-to-man coverage with somebody on our team and you're going to have to try to win the matchup. So I think defensively you do different things against them and you try to do one thing, do another thing. But, you know, in these big games, usually it comes down to one man versus another man and, you know, whoever comes up with the play.
Devin, in that first game, week 12, you almost never came out of your cover two shell, almost like inviting them to run. Even down 24-0, you really did never change your approach. A, were you surprised that you never changed the approach? And B, if they're running the ball, does that make them less effective?
I guess first, I think, it's like I said earlier, just sticking to our game plan. It wasn't a panic situation. It wasn't like, you know, we have no time left. There's nothing else for us to do. Let's get, you know, everyone in the box and you know, play with no safety help and just play man. It wasn't anything like that for us. It was, you know, we were down, but it was still a lot of time left in the game. So it was stick to the game plan. You know, let's try to get some three downs. Let's get some turnovers. Let's do what we can do, you know, along those lines and see what happens. So, and then, you know, for the running game, we'll just have to do a better job. I think, you know, we can't let them run for 230 yards and think that, you know, we're going to come out with a win again. So defensively, that's something we're focused on this week. We have to play good against the run, and we know when we play good against the run, they can throw the ball too. So it's going to be a tough matchup, and I think that's what makes them such a good offense and why they've been so productive throughout the year, because if you try to take away one thing by, you know, overloading or doing a lot to do it, then Peyton just takes advantage of something else.
Sorry.
Good. Jeff, I wonder if you could just kind of speak to the importance of Wednesday's practice, maybe setting the tone for the rest of the week. And is it more difficult for a player to maybe miss a Wednesday practice as opposed to other days in the week, or is it more challenging to make up if you miss a Wednesday?
You know, I think Wednesday's key for us because it gets us off to a good start. You know, it's the first day we go out there and practice and we get ready to go. And I think any day you miss a practice, depending on the player, you know, you might feel a little off. But, you know, this time of the year, you've repped, you know, a lot of plays over and over again. You've done a lot of those things. So I think, you know, practice is very important. But, you know, when we get down towards the end of the season, it's less plays on the field just because your body's been through so much. So a lot goes into film study, what you can learn, how many reps you can get mentally from watching the film and going about it that way. So I think it's putting both of those things together, the reps we get on the practice field and then the reps we get off the field in meetings and then on your own watching. And then when we watch as a group, just the players and stuff like that, I think all that combines into having a good week of preparation.
Devin,
Hey, Devin, with regards to your rushing defense, since that first matchup with Denver, Silver Saliga has become more of a presence on the defensive interior. One, how does he become an asset for this team in this game, or how much does he help you toward that end? And two, what about Dante Hightower and Jamie Collins and their late emergence or their continued maturation? They seem a little more explosive in defending against the run.
Yeah, I think, you know, that game, after that game, there was no way we could go far in our season and say, you know, we got it. We can do this again. You know, I think after that game, as a defense, we said, you know, we can't let a team come and just run the ball down our throat the whole game. And Silver's done a great job, and along with Jamie High, and I think, you know, what they've done so far is crucial. It's been a key on why we've been able to be successful and win games. But, you know, like always, it's going to come down to how we play Sunday. You know, Silver's been playing good, Jamie High, but, you know, we got to play good on Sunday. Not just them three, but as a group. You know, it's going to be key for, you know, the front seven, and then when the safeties or the corners are involved, to play good in the run game. And it's going to be key for us to help each other out in the pass game, you know, get some rush and you know, jam receivers, cover them up, and do those things. So I think, you know, it's important to see what we've done and build off that. But at the end of the day, for the AFC Championship, it's going to come down to how we play Sunday.
Two final questions, Jonathan.
Devin, see a lot, in especially in big games, where a defensive back will go down with an injury and everyone kind of has to shift roles a little bit. This guy might go here, this guy might go there. Now, obviously, do your job and next man up is a big mantra here. But specifically, how does that affect the secondary when one player goes down? Is there a sense where everyone has to do a different job on the spot, and does that take some getting used to as it happens?
I think sometimes there's situations, you know, where that can happen, where, you know, something happens and maybe a guy that's playing one position moves to another position. And, you know, this season for us being unique to any other season, that if that happened on Sunday, I don't think we would have a problem, because we've already had a bunch of guys in playing a bunch of different positions. So if something like that happened, you know, I think we've done it enough in practice. We've done it in games. So it'd just be, hey, remember in week 7 when this happened, we're back to doing that for the rest of the game. So I think we'd be able to move on and just go from there.
Devin, what have you seen on the film of Julius Thomas, and what kind of matchup problems might he present this time after not playing the first game?
Every type of matchup problem. Going into the first game, we didn't know if he would be playing or wouldn't be playing, so we studied him a lot that game too. So he's a bigger, taller tight end, but he's very explosive. So I think he creates a tough matchup, and, you know, they use him to make sure they get him against safeties, get him against linebackers, and even get him against corners sometimes. So I think it'll be similar, you know, just like when we play like Jimmy Graham on the Saints. He'll be out wide, he'll be backside sometimes, he'll be in a tight end position. So we'll have to just know where he's at, and, you know, different guys will be on him, and you just got to play tough and try to match him. But he's a very good player, and he knows what he's doing out there, depending on the matchup he has.
Can you talk a little bit about Ninkovich and what his kind of versatility and endurance really does for this defense, particularly for you guys on the outside?
I think Rob's done a great job, you know, with him and Chan being on the ends. They've been able to, like you said, play a bunch of snaps. You know, they've played every snap in a lot of games, and I think his knowledge of what's going on the field, you know, my rookie year he played linebacker, and now he's at defensive end. So having a guy that understands pass concepts and things like that playing on the D-line, he's able to do a lot of things because we ask him to do a lot. You know, it's times where he's standing up and he has to drop. It's times when he's rushing. So I think his versatility allows us to match teams that have like a Julius Thomas and do different things with our ends because they have that type of versatility.
So your final question.
Devin, as a team, do you, as a group, talk about the altitude at all? Is it a concern? Have you played there? Has it ever affected you?
No, I mean, we don't even talk about it. Especially you talking about this game, one game, go out there, four quarters, and I think everyone's focused on, you know, going out there and just playing. You know, we're not going to let the altitude affect us and wear us down or do anything like that. I think that's key. What we talked about all year, mental toughness. You know, if it's for us, if it's running a couple extra sprints at practice, doing whatever you feel like you might need to do to make sure you're ready, you know, we're going to do that. But once we get out there Sunday, it's going to be all out 100% to the last play.
Thank you, Devin.
Thank you, guys.
Leaders next.